Why God chooses us. Isaiah 43:10 says, "My servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he." Notice that according to this verse, God has a special purpose in his choosing, so that the chosen may know, believe, and understand him. God draws his chosen ones into personal relationship with himself. This is the initial stage of God's grand work of the ages. To know, believe, and understand him, this is our calling. This is the journey of our lives. The religious are satisfied to learn about him, or at least some caricature of him. The chosen are given the heart to actually know him. Paul wrote in Philippians 3:10, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable to his death." Religion blinds and binds men, sidetracking them in endless busy work, meetings, activities, projects, and mass instruction, all resulting in a second-hand knowledge and faith concerning God. It happens to be that our particular culture's religious masses are Christian, but if they lived in another culture, they undoubtedly would have adapted the context of its religious persuasion, whether it be Islam or Buddhism, etc. God is now tutoring his chosen for service in the celestial realms, in the heavenly places. This has nothing to do with us and everything to do with him. The rest of creation will all follow in due time.